We're headed to Dublin now to get a little taste of where Irish music is at these days. Last week, there was a talent showcase in Dublin called Hard Working Class Heroes, promoting young indie acts there. And when you think about one trio and their climb up through the Dublin music scene, Hard Working Class Heroes is pretty apt. Dispensed with fiddles and accordions and jigs, I'm talking about a band called Hair Squed. More on the name in a minute. First, take a listen to what they sound like and a tune of theirs called Bop With It.
Stopping my solely confidence off, and I'm off again onto the groovy soul train. Coldplay, no shame, shake it like your old man. Walking on the moon, like the stars couldn't control me. Nah.
I've got two members of the band Hair Squed with me right now. Jesse Rose, 18, is a singer, and Tony Constant, he's also with me, he's 20. So, the name Hair Squed, the way it's spelled, it looks Gaelic, it even sounds a little Gaelic. What does it mean?
It's squarehead mixed around, like it's an anagram of squarehead. Because we all have like flat tops.
High top fade haircut. And like we just mixed it around when we were younger and we just picked it as a band name.
Yeah, because it's kind of just a bit of fun, really.
Kind of cutting and pasting different words and you come out with hairs.
Basically, yeah.
Here's the thing. For anybody who knows music from Ireland, music from Dublin, what you compose and perform will baffle a lot of people. A lot of people in the United States anyway. You are soul, you're hip hop, slightly grime. I hear a little acoustic hip-hop, Erykah Badu, and Roots influences there. And is it you, Jesse Rose, who kind of gets into some Stevie Wonder vocalizing at times? I don't know.
Well, all three of us, we're all from, like, really, really musical backgrounds. So, like, we don't just, like, it's not just three rappers kind of rapping over beats. We produce everything. We play all the instruments and stuff. So, like, I love a lot of soul and stuff, and so does Enoch and Tony Sony. So it's kind of a mixture.
Enoch is the third member of the band who's not with you today.
Yeah.
So none of this is really the purview of Dublin from what we know. There are no jigs, no fiddle, no finger in the ear. What is the Dublin scene that you guys come out of?
It's more of the new scene, basically. It's like, the 21st century Dublin's changing a lot, so
it's a really exciting time for us because there's a lot of really cool bands coming out of here right now. Like, it's a really exciting time for Dublin right now. Come outside, you admire life outside. Outside, no, it's not definite. It is far less of your estimate. Listen to my blah blah testament. You can get hurt if you mess with it, and that's life. Guess what the question is? Yes, who you rap, who you represent? It is like having a hell in this element. The hell am I hanging with? Am I hanging with the wrong guys? Are they real, are they fake, are they odd now? What's the deal? Y'all don't rate me at all now. If I make it, would you ever apply, bro? I don't know. Y'all cool, I know, but it's all good. Outside could be less of a hot now. But I'm hanging with the wrong guys.
I mean, you've been described as first-generation Irish immigrants. Where are your families from?
I'm from Belgium and Congo.
This is Jesse speaking?
Jesse. And myself and Enoch are, well, our parents are originally from Congo, but Enoch's born in Belgium as well. And I'm born in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah, no one ever believes that.
And you guys all met in Dublin? That was the common
point? We all met in the skate park in 2013. And
We literally just like, crashed into each other and like, hey, let's just make a band.
No, because like we were the only, because before I met Enoch and Tony, I used to hang around with a bunch of white people and we'd skateboard and stuff. And then one day we went to Lucan, which is a place in Dublin, and I bumped into Tony and Enoch and they were skateboarding and I was like, whoa. And I was really fascinated. And then we just made music. That's kind of what happened.
Had you made music with other people before meeting each other?
Yeah. I've been doing music for a while.
So you've been making music for a while. Describe what the climb up through the music business in Dublin has been like for three guys with roots in Africa.
I mean, it was a lot because we've been together a little bit over a year now, but things picked up really quickly for us. We put out a music video kind of as a joke, and then we were getting phone calls from like labels and stuff and management and stuff like right from the get-go. And then like there's a lot of good press here because it's such a small country. There isn't a lot of competition because there's not a lot of people doing what we're doing right now. So like things have been moving pretty quickly.
So Dublin has embraced you. You feel comfortable in the scene there, but it feels like your music is bigger than Dublin. Do you dream of leaving Dublin or Are you good with where you are?
No.
Yeah, we do dream of leaving it and playing around the world.
Well, like, I wanna have a house here and live here, but, like, I want to tour the world and I want to see everywhere and I want to, like, I don't want to limit myself to Ireland.
It certainly doesn't sound like you have. We're going to go out with a single that you're about to release called If I Ask. Tell us a little something about the song.
This is a really different type of song that we've been working on. It's like a dance song, kind of a deep house with rap and singing on top of it, which is kind of different because not everybody's doing that. And
we're really excited to put it out. This is If I Ask by Hair Squad.
Jesse Rose and Tony Constan with the band Hair Squad speaking with me from Dublin. Thanks very much. Great to meet you.
No problem at all.
Great to meet you too.
Never thought I would've made you this mess, but I know I could've stepped on the path of the wrong side. My shoelace could've tripped me from the GoPro. So I take a trip, that's an old line. Old lines get you washed in these boat rides. With 100 rich folks, better go find where I stand, cause I'm sitting on like a ghost ride. Oh my, my mind's got